Public domain comic book theater.
Hello, kiddies. Your old pal the horror host decided to get away from it all for a bit and relax in this nice, boggy, slimy, alligator-infested, smelly swamp. You'd think they'd have chosen a nicer place for locations shooting. I mean, there's monsters and murder and mayhem in Saint-Tropez or somewhere, but enough of that. We're here for yet another little story about how man shouldn't mess with nature, and how nature will make a mess of you. Tell me, my children, can you stand up to the monster of the bayou? Ow. Ow. Oh, man, I thought the swamp air would be good for me. Can any organism, once dead, return to the realm of the living? It was the contention of Professor Wilhelmina Eckerling that it could, provided the proper stimulation was administered. To explore this theory, she set up her laboratory with her capable assistant, Eileen Thorne, in the lonely, quiet, undisturbed Louisiana bayou.
Morning, ladies. I'm Ken Langdon, Sheriff of Beaumont. Heard you moving in and thought you could use a hand.
Why, that's very thoughtful of you.
No trouble. Here, let me carry that crate of chemicals.
Why, thank you. Put it over by the kitchen.
Yes, we have little time to waste, Mr. Langdon, and we're managing nicely enough, thank you.
You picked an ideal place to work, provided you're not afraid of the ghost of Captain Fairrock.
Ghosts? What nonsense is this?
Old Captain Fairrock was buried somewhere around here. People scared to come out here at night. Some even claim they've seen the old boy's spirit wandering around.
Ridiculous.
Well, gotta amble along. Don't fail to call on me if you ever need help.
Finally settled, Professor Eckerling begins her experiments over the next few weeks.
Reaction is positive. I know it'll work now, but I can't explain how or what side effects it'll have.
The only thing to do is to test it, Professor.
Measurements must be exact.
I'm breathless with anticipation. It must work.
Stay alert. I want you to take accurate notes. Now, to inject this into the bird's main artery.
Injection at 10:47 p.m. When do you think we'll see the results, ma'am?
I can't say for sure. Miss Thorne, sterilize these instruments before our subject expresses any noticeable results.
As Eileen went through the sterilization process, there's a sudden clouding of the light. A rush of air and a heavy pounding drew their attention.
Right! God! What a monster! Where'd it come from?
It's hideous!
Watch out for those claws! Get down on the floor!
It's the most ferocious bird I've ever seen! Look out! It's flying right into the lights!
Must have caused a short circuit and been electrocuted!
How did that horrible thing get in here?
Run and get some candles, Eileen! I guess our experiment is ruined. Monster must have flown in through the window and gobbled up the specimen.
But that's impossible. The window's closed and so is the door. That specimen! It must be that...
Yes! That's it! That tiny dead bird in this immense thing! That's the answer to my question about side effects! We must preserve the serum.
But the serum must be kept chilled, and with that short circuit, our refrigerator's off.
Wait a moment. Sheriff Langdon said he'd do us a favor. Hurry. You must get to him and refrigerate the serum. It'll It'll be a boon to science.
Urgently, Eileen sped through the menacing bayou towards Beaumont. In her haste, she fails to notice a protruding root from one of the gigantic cypress trees along the path.
The serum! Oh, my head! What's that shaking?
As the creature rises, Eileen comes to the quick realization that fate has brought her to the hidden grave of the legendary pirate, Captain Farrakh, and the serum's potency is proved once more.
Ah! I've got to get back. This thing must be 14 feet tall. I hope Professor Eckerling has a gun.
Shiver me timbers.
Thank goodness I can outdistance that thing. He's too clumsy for speed.
Eileen races back to the laboratory and hurriedly relates her story.
Oh, calm down, Eileen. Your imagination's been playing tricks on you.
But I saw it. We've got to get out of here. Get to Beaumont. No! There it is!
Where? Damn it. Knocked over the candle. Can't see a thing.
Can't you see? It's not some imaginary thing. It's a monster of a man, at least 14 feet tall. We've got to...
No, I'm staying here. I'm surprised at you.
You fool! You've seen what that serum can do. I've got to get help. I just hope that monster doesn't get to the professor. But will Ken doubt me also?
Of course Ken will doubt you, Eileen. After all those stories concerning the ghost.
That's a new twist. From a ghost to a monster 14 feet tall?
Oh, I give up.
I'll take you back, Miss Thorne. Any man be a fool to resist walking in the moonlight with you.
Just please take a gun. Move a little faster. If that thing gets to Professor Eckerling before we do, it'll kill her.
It's not safe running through the bayous in the dark. Wait, listen.
As Langdon raised his flashlight, a welcome sight greeted their eyes.
Professor!
Forgive me for doubting you, Eileen. I saw the monster. It's alive just like you described. But we mustn't harm it. Whatever it is, it's proof I'm on the right track. We can capture it in some way.
I'm beginning to believe you, but it's dangerous. We can't just let it roam around.
Don't be a fool, Sheriff. Few lives mean little compared to such a scientific discovery. We must...
There it is!
If you understand, keep back or I'll fire.
In the name of science, no!
Professor, get out of the way!
I have a responsibility to folks in Beaumont. It's either this thing
you
or...
You can't!
It's almost upon us. Ken, shoot!
I keep hitting it, but it doesn't stop coming. Run!
It's still following us. Where are we heading?
We can't head back to town. It'll destroy anything it gets its hands on.
Did you kill it?
No. Seems to furious the bullets. I'm trying to lead it deeper into the bayou to lose it.
What'll happen if we can't shake it?
We may be stuck out here ourselves. I don't want to worry you with that thought. Wait. I think I might have a way to save ourselves. There's a new damming project not far from here, and they're using dynamite for excavation. Powerful enough explosion should do the trick.
I won't let you do it. I won't.
Don't be a fool.
That monster is sure to kill us if you try stopping us.
With the sound of heavy treads crushing through the thicket underfoot, the trio races onward until...
I'm about worn out. Wait. The shack with the dynamite is locked.
Stand back. I'll shoot it off. There, it's off.
Hoist the sails.
He's coming closer. We have to work fast.
Look over there.
I told you I wouldn't let you kill him, you young fools. I'll reason with him. He'll understand.
Come back.
He'll crush you.
It's no use. She's a fanatic.
Swiftly, Professor Eckerling approached the creature as it moved through the murk of the bayous.
Listen to me. You must understand. They want to kill you, but I want to save you. You are inestimable value to science. Can you understand? Unhand me. I created you, brought you back from the dead.
For an instance, the monster hesitated, confused by being faced by a being unafraid of him. But then...
Stop! I'm trying to save you! Stop! Stop!
Where's my parrot?
Why didn't you try to stop her?
Look, I tried to reason with her.
The sheriff squares off with his bundle of dynamite.
There, it's lit. That monster should crash through any moment.
There it is!
Everything depends on this throw. Hurry, behind the shack!
For a moment, a blazing set of sparks carve a trail through the air.
You hurt?
It's all my fault. The professor would still be alive if I hadn't been so clumsy and tripped.
Don't blame yourself. She was a fanatic, trying to reason with that monster. It was suicide. Come on, Aline. I'll take you back to Beaumont.
Well, wasn't that exciting, chillins? Of course, Ken tried to persuade Aline to marry him and make a life for herself in Beaumont. But she couldn't stand being bogged down. Oh man, I need to switch to vaping. That's it for tonight, boils and ghouls. Join us next time for yet another eerie epic designed to make you scared and mess your underwear. Until next time. Remember to always use insect repellent, sleep under mosquito netting, and stay inside the public domain.
've been listening to Monster of the Bayous, adapted by Thomas DJ and performed by the Akadekagonagon Theater Works. Monster of the Bayous was based on the story featured in the Ace comic The Hand of Fate number 8. Published in 1951, drawn by Mike Sikowski with inks by Vic Alessia, and is in the public domain. If you enjoyed this story, it and many other comic books in the public domain are available at comicbookplus.com. Please visit and support them. Please visit the OTW at akadekagonagon.blogspot.com for news on upcoming and current projects. Until next time, good night!
Brought to you tonight by Funzy Soda Pop, gaily colored caffeinated sugar water that makes kids jump around, and by Ready Freddy from More Toys, the perfect jerk boyfriend for all your dolls. Now with special whining sounds. Ready Freddy, only from More. The more you want, the more you'll want more toys.
Drama. Lust, snark, comedy, heartbreak, creativity, poetry, illicit affairs, rage, revenge, testosterone poisoning, gunshots, sculpture, feminine hygiene products, naked car crashes.
You know what we haven't had in a long time?
And liver. Terry Moore, Strangers in Paradise, the audio adaptation, coming to your ear holes in late 2020 on the Two True Freaks podcast network.
Liver is my life.